Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Well, I've gotten some really good reports out of Fairport from salmon fishermen, and I thought, we probably should get on the horn with the ranger, as things seem to have heated up significantly out of the tip of the Garden Peninsula, so hopefully he's got a moment for us.
Garden Corps Sports Shop, can I help you?
Yeah, is Ranger available?
Nope, he's out for today.
He is out for today. This is Adam from the Outdoor Show. I was just hoping to get
How you doing?
Not too bad. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, would you mind giving us a fishing report? I heard Fairport did very well this past weekend.
Last four days now, it's been better than it's been.
Yeah?
And the guys have started to go out there and do some fishing.
Yeah? Are you getting any reports on water depths or temps or what they're using?
Temperatures I haven't been keeping track of, but they're catching fish as low as 60 feet, most of them between 40 and 25 feet.
Really? Pretty shallow.
Yeah. Just keep in mind, I caught some fish in those depths too, but I've only been out one time, and I have to refer to what the guys are telling me.
So. Yeah. Well, are you hearing anything? Are you watching anything go off the shelves in terms of different lures? Are they using meat rigs or moonshines, or what are you seeing going off the shelf?
The moonshines, the guys have started using the smaller spoons a little bit now for some odd reason. I haven't really asked them a lot of questions on it. We had some needle nose go out of here on the brighter colors.
Okay.
And the meat rigs are still going out. Purple haze has come on a little bit, but they've been using the monkey puke and the big red.
Okay.
We're actually sold out of the big red today. A guy just left with the last one a little while ago.
No kidding. Are they still running mostly dipsies and slide divers that shallow and some lead core, or what do you
have? I haven't heard so much about that. Some guys are picking up the dipsies still, but most of them sounds like they're still running downrigger.
Okay. All right.
There's guys that always run a fly. Some of them run one everything.
Sure.
That's just how they do it.
And one last question, if you don't mind. Have you heard any type of, we talked about where they're fishing in the water column, but how many feet of water have they been running?
That's varied anywhere from about 60 feet, and I've heard reports as far as down as like 90 feet to the bottom.
Okay. All right.
Is that what you're talking about, total water depth?
Yep, total water depth. That's exactly what I was looking for some of the listeners out there. Well, I really appreciate you taking a moment.
No problem.
And we'll try to catch up with Ranger another time, hey?
Yeah, no problem. He'll probably be back here in a little while, but he said he might try to do some fishing himself today.
Well, I don't blame him. And that was Jim from Garden Corner Sports Shop, and this is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.